Okay, so this is the last year, but Hashem will keep chazing or biting wherever you are, and it's the end of the Siman. This will be the last year, though, and then maybe I'll even give it out before the end of the Siman, the Marmakomos, for the beginning of Kira. Marmakomos for Shehiya and Chazar. So just want to finish one last inyan of Muksa, and then we're going to move on to the last sugya, the sugya of Grama. We mentioned last week this interesting din about Shal Heves. This interesting din that a flame is Muksa. Fire is Muksa. And we spoke out that even though a flame is used passively, you get Hanaf from a flame, you get heat from the flame, you get light from a flame, but that sort of passive Hanaf does not matter the flame. The flame is still considered Muksa. And the reason given, we said for Moshe Rishon Zalman, was it's not a kli. It's something called a kli. And this is not a kli. It's not a kli, and you don't actually use the flame in an active way. And it's not a kli. So therefore, it's muksa. So there's a sugya that's very closely connected to this. It was discussed a little bit in Tosfos on Memhei. And that's the sugya of Balei Chaim. You know that Balei Chaim are muksa. The shaila is why are Balei Chaim muksa? Right? L'chor Balei Chaim are used. Right, definitely in Mechazal they were used, right? You pull your plow with your animals, you carry your packages. Very lemaisa bisman hazeh is what about pets? Pets also they're sort of used maybe, right? They're a pet is something that's mukhin for Adam, sort of mukhin for your use, whatever you have your dog for, but some of you are using your dog, you have your dog, so maybe why should it be muksa? So Lamaisa Tosus mentions some Rabbeinu Yosef Paris on Memheyam and Beis. Tosus says to Rabbeinu Yosef Paris that he thinks that Afrochim, chicks, are not muksa. He said chicks aren't muksa for a partial reason, because you could use them to give to your kids to play with. It's something, it's a toy. It's no different than any other toy. Happens not to have batteries on it. Works on its own, but it's a very nice toy. Give it to your kid to play with. Why should it be muksa? So Rabbeinu Yosef seemed like he was very happy with the idea of having a pet, and therefore it won't be muksa. However, Tosfos points out the kasha that's so powerful and so pashut. If you're learning the parak, you don't understand how anyone said otherwise, how Rabbeinu Yosef could have been cholik. But the Gemara says that when Afrochim stand on a basket, they make the basket into a basis of Davra Asr because the Afrochim are muksa. So the Feirish Tosfos says it's not true. It's the Feirish Gemara, Afrochim are muksa. Some have tried to say for Rabbeinu Yosef, maybe there's different types of Afrochim, maybe smaller Afrochim kids like to play with, whatever. This may be dachik things to be said. But a speaker taken from Tosfos says Davra Pashit that an animal, even if you like to play with it, it's still muksa. So the question is, why is this? Why is this muksa? So, the Marach Arzurua, the son of the Arzurua, so he writes in Simon Pei Aleph, that he was asked about a canary. Someone has a canary in a cage, can you move the canary cage on Shabbos? So the Marach Arzurua said, Pashas, yeah.
What's a canary? Bird.
What's a canary? It's a bird, like yeah, it's a very pretty bird who knows how to sing. C-A-N-A-R-Y, canary.
The yellow. It's a yellow bird.
Okay, it's a canary. So this is a canary. So he was asked, can you move the canary cage? This is mochin la adam. This is part of your, right, just like a picture. You're allowed to move a picture. If it's not an expensive picture, stam a photograph in a frame, you're allowed to move on Shabbos. Right? Because it's mochin for Shabbos. So why is this any different? Let it be mochin for Shabbos. Let it be mutter. So Barach Ozruh said he thought it should be mutter. But to double check, he called up his Rebbe, the Rush, and the Rush responded with the tshuva saying, no, it's muksa. The reason it's muksa is because it's not a kli. Right? That answers Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't explain why a chick is muksa, isn't it true that it could be used for a kid to play with? The answer is it's not a kli. And the idea is what we said last week, that a flame is not a kli, just because it's not a kli. A kli is something that you did a maisa adam to it to be mitaken it, or at the very least, it's something that has a designated usage, whereas a flame, which is like a natural burning, a natural process, you can't make it into a kli. So to an animal is something that a person doesn't make, a person can't give a designation to an animal, that you can't make the animal into something else, it's a living being. So the mela, an animal is an animal, it doesn't become a kli, and therefore it's muksa. And the emes is, if this wasn't true, you'd have a big kasha, because the famous gemara is that a shar, a donkey, or a cow are muksa on Shabbos, even though during the week they're certainly used, right? Certain people use them, they ride on a horse, the horse is nevertheless muksa. Let it at least be a kli shemlachta l'isser. You can't ride a horse on Shabbos, but let it at least be a kli shemlachta l'isser. Why is it muksa gamar? So the answer is because a living thing is stam not a kli. Now, there's room for heter, right? This could be the end of the story. Go home, pets are 100% muksa. But there is a sad heter, because we mentioned something interesting last week. And the emesis originally I thought is pasha pets are aser, but I saw this is really what to talk about here. Which is, we mentioned last week that it's true that a flame on Shabbos is muksa, but on Yom Tov it's not muksa. Why is the flame not muksa on Yom Tov? So we explained that even though it's not a kli, but if you actually use it, it's actually used on Yom Tov. You can take the fire on Yom Tov to light your furnace with it, to light your oven with. It's mamish used, so then ein chinam is not a kli. But things that aren't kli, if you use the guf hadavar, you actively use the guf hadavar, and its purpose is a purpose that's fit for Shabbos, some mail is not muksa. Right? We said like firewood on Yom Tov, firewood that's been prepared for Yom Tov, you could use on Yom Tov. It's not a kli. The Gemara says it's not a kli, and therefore firewood on Shabbos is muksa gamar, because it's not a kli. But on Yom Tov, firewood, you could use the guf hadavar by igniting it, so therefore it's not muksa. And so to food. Food is not a kli, but nevertheless, it's not muksa. So I kind of Tosa seems to say this. On the same Tosa as Memhei, so he seems to say that there is one way that an animal cannot be muksa. He said, if the chick, these chicks, if it would be normal to feed chicks to dogs, he says they wouldn't be muksa, because the mice, you could use them as food on Shabbos. But since they're not, since people don't normally feed live animals to their dogs, they don't feed chicks to their dogs, so the mela, they're muksa. So Tosus writes that. Balamaisa comes out that if you actually use the animal and you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, the guf hadavar is used. It's not just passively used, right? A canary in the cage is just passive. You can look at it. There's nothing you do with the canary. So then it's like a fire on Shabbos. You get enough from it, it gives light, but it's not a kli, and you're not actually using it. But if you'd actually, you know, if you would have a boa constrictor and you'd feed it mice, so those mice, right? L'chor, those mice would not be muksa. Oh, so that's what Tosa says. I added the part about the vocal structure, but that's what Tosa says. So in Mela, there could be room for a heter, and I first saw a Shmir Shabbos Kehel Chasa, Perek Yuches Ha'aral Samech Beis. He talks about a seeing eye dog, and he thinks that even though all pets are muksa, he says, but a seeing eye dog is different, because you mamish use the eye dog on Shabbos. It's used on Shabbos, and since it's used on Shabbos, and that's its miyuchim for that, so he says he thinks it's not muksa. You don't like it, Binyamin. I'm not sure if I like it either, but could you hear it sad? It
depends on what the definition of using the item is. I would have thought using the guf hadavar is then consuming the flame, not just that I'm benefiting from the heat or benefiting from an answer.
Right, that could be, you're right, it could be.
Even if I catch the dog, and it's like a toy, it's not called using it to the same degree of using the guf hadavar.
Right, right, okay, so you could be right. I'll tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that, I think what Rav Shlomo Zalman is thinking is that here, it's not like the canary that your mom is not using. This, you're holding on to it, and it's pulling the person along. It's yeah?
Are we talking about medical service
horse, dog, or...
Yeah, a blind person. A person who's blind and needs...
Riding a horse is not a kli shema torah, is it?
So, right, it's not a kli. So I'm going to say a horse isn't a kli, and a dog will never be a kli. But even though it's not a kli, afal pikin is not a kli. But if it's ikur tashmish, is that the guf hadavar should be used on Shabbos, it's no different than food.
I thought we said it needs to be both a kli and hishtamshus. Rabbi's not saying it doesn't need to be a kli
or hishtamshus. That's what I'm saying. Just like wood on Yom Tov. Wood is not a kli, but nevertheless it's not mux on Yom Tov because you're mishtamish for guf hadavar. Okay, can you hear that? You'll think about it. Think about it. Just.
So why is the
this
horse
takes us to the more, what?
Why is the horse muxa?
So a horse is muxa because there's no use on Shabbos, and it's not a kli. So therefore it's muxa. Anything that's not a kli. So that's...
Is using the riding dog the need to be an issue of being established with behema and riding the dog?
Now, right, oh, listen, you're not allowed to ride any animal on Shabbos because it's established with behema. Right. But being pulled by the dog is okay. It's leaning on the dog, that's a problem. So that's the thought, right? Meaning, let's just say like this, maybe a little bit clearer, that if something has a shame kli, so then even if its use on Shabbos is very remote, it's still not muksa, right? Like the ner, a ner cheres, the ner cheres that's mas. We hold the halacha, it's not muksa because it's a kli. And this remote use that you could use it to cover as a bottle cap. The Gemara says, if so, why aren't all rocks in the chatzar considered to be mochen? Why are they muksa? It says, because they're not a kli. If you're not a kli, you're going to be muksa, unless it's something that the guf hadavar is used in an active way as its ikur tashmish, and it's used on Shabbos. So perhaps you could say by seeing eye talk. That was a thought. It's even Shmir Shabbos only brought it in Ha'aros, so I don't know if it's something Pashat. But the bigger shack is Rav Moshe's Tshuva. Or I should say maybe Rav Moshe's Tshuva. Rav Moshe was after Rav Banner when Rav Banner wrote the Mitzvah book, what's the din of pets, animals? So Rav Moshe wrote back, all Balei Chaim are muksa, even if you enjoy playing with them. And Chayil Ches of Igros Moshe, so this is printed, but there's an addition there that the authors of Chayil Ches claims was added by Rav Moshe when he was looking over at a later point in his life these tshuvas, and he adds on, but pets are not muksa because if they're miyuchud to play with. So that's there. It's an interesting thing because in all books, every sefer I've looked on muksa, they also say pets are muksa. This edition, it's a little bit questionable, you know, because in the world, I don't. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but you have to say it. People say that maybe chel ches, and especially things that are added that clearly were not part of the gufah true, is maybe it wasn't actually by Rav Moshe in full. With full consent, you know, maybe Hashamish wrote some of these things down. So maybe, okay, I don't know. Maybe that's why it's really Takanan Svarim. But there's a Svara here. I just know what the Svara is. The Svara Lachor is the same Svara as Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Svara. Is to say that something that's Muchen to play with. It's mamash muchen. It's eager use on Shabbos. Ein hachanami is not a kli, but it's something that's used on Shabbos. There's nothing wrong with using it on Shabbos. That's maybe. So perhaps that won't be muksa. So l'maisa, you know, I don't. There is this Rav Moshe's tshuva. So just say be'ikur, one should not rely on this. Also, the emesis is Binyamin's kasha that he's about to ask is a pretty stark kasha because. Binyamin's gonna ask. I'm not sure. You're probably gonna ask, is that mehechi teisi that's called using a bachlal, your dog? Could you say you use your dog? Could you say you use a dog the way you use fire? Well, lechayra not. Even though I sing eye dog, maybe I could hear. But a dog, like, who says you use your dog? Even Rav Moshe, I'm not sure what he meant. It says where they're pets, like spelled out in pei ayin test, which also makes me think that Rav Moshe didn't actually pen the tshuva. But
why would that be a raya for Moshe?
What?
Moshe always uses English words.
Sometimes, okay, but pets is a funny thing. I don't know. I thought it was funny. So, I really don't know. Whether he wrote it or not, I really don't know. It was definitely at a very later part of life. To say that Stam a dog, so do you play with, you might play with the dog, but it's not something that you say you use the dog in that way. Okay, anyway, that's a slight limit to chus. I'll tell you, it gives me a limit to chus so I don't have to yell at people or relatives who aren't careful about this. Not that I really would yell so much anyway, but maybe I should. So, Iker didn't see Machmer. Stam the din, you should know, even assuming it's muksa, petting a dog, we once mentioned that the Mishnah Kufim Aleph talks about muksa, talks about a dead body. So, a dead body on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash the body and rub the body, you just can't move a limb. So, Mamela Pasha says is that petting a dog would be okay. There's Mishnais and Shabbos, discussing Shulchan Aruch, hey, you're allowed to put a collar on an animal on Shabbos, you're allowed to you can walk an animal in Rosh Hashanah with a collar. So there are things that are mutter, but that's the one matter. The one matter in pets is this truth of Rav Moshe. Okay. So the final sugya here is a very short sugya, but it's a really side, very important side in all Hilchos Shabbos, especially in modern day applications. And that's the sugya of grammar. So the the last mission in the parak tells us that one is not allowed to put a kli with water in it. You're not allowed to put it next to a ner on Shabbos, even as an extra gezeirah, even before Shabbos. You have a ner that's like you're lighting Hanukkah candles now. You see sometimes candles start dripping oil. The wick starts dripping down, oil burning, oil on fire. You don't want it to go on your table and get your house on fire. So you put a bowl of water there so that the burning oil will go into the water and it'll be extinguished. So the Mishnah says that's aser. It's aser. It says with neshu mechaber. It says it's mechaber. Mashma, it's a real iser of being mechaber. Right, it's in fact so aser. Chazal even aser putting the bowl there before Shabbos because you might come to make a mistake that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So this sounds like this is a real iser of kibui. This is called kibui. Now the Gemara asks a kasha, tremendous kasha. The Gemara asks, what about grama? We know in Kol Torah Kula there's a ptur of grama. Right, that by Nezikin and Ritzicha, the Gemara talks about by Shchita, Shechting Al Tei Grum is not a good Shchita. The Gemara talks about erasing Hashem's name with Grama. Everything by Grama normally is Mutter. Right, we would have thought that this should just be a Grama. Right, you're not actually putting out a fire, you're just putting a bowl of water there and the Mitzotzos, the sparks themselves are going into the water and being extinguished. So the Gemara asks it a little more lamdasha. The Gemara says it's the feirish, the din of grama applies even by Shabbos. The emesis is very little talk about grama on Shabbos. Grama is much more above kama sugya. But in Shabbos, there's a din of grama on kuf chaf. The din of gram kibui is a mishnah on kuf chaf that tells us it's really the one din really of grama spelled out for feirish by Shabbos is regarding the din of kibui, that gram kibui is mutter. The Gemara talks about someone whose house is on fire, chalila, and to put out the fire to help protect his house, he wants to put a barrel of water in the line of the fire, and the fire will reach the barrel, and it will heat up the barrel and explode the barrel, and the water will come out of the barrel and put out the fire. Well, it doubts this will work totally, but it'll slow things down until the fire department comes. So, is that mutter? So, the Mishnah says that the Rabbanon held that was mutter. You're allowed to do that because it's gram kibui. It's indirect. you're not doing an action, and therefore it's mutter. Gemara says Rav Yossi was cholik. Rav Yossi says, and the Gemara says there, Rav Yossi says, Rabbanan in a chenamic gram, kibo is mutter manatayra, but med Rabbanan we aser. Halacha l'maisa, we hold like the Rabbanan, that gram kibui is mutter. Right, the poskim say halacha l'maisa, this only applies by makom hefsid, like the Gemara says, someone's house is on fire, or the poskim say makom mitzvah or makom chola. If there's a strong reason, you're allowed to rely that gram is mutter, gram kibui is mutter in Shabbos. So it's gram is mutter. So you could take that Gemara and you could think that all of Shabbos, you have a tremendous heter here when there's a tzairich, you could use grama, do things indirectly, make a grama switch, find ways to do your malachos in an indirect way, it'd be matter many yisura. Oh, so that's what we would say, but we have our Gemara, and our Gemara tells us it's not so pasha, because for some reason over here we're saying that this is mechabe. There's an isur of mechabe by putting the bowl of water under the candle. So why is that? So the Gemara says this is different. This is not gram kibui. It's a shani hacha. The din is different here in our Mishnah because the bowl of water is makarev, if they should makarev kibuyo. This is a case of being makarev the kibui. It's bringing the kibui closer. So that's it. Those are the last words of our parak. Our dear parak, Hajan Allah, is Mitnesha Makarav Kibuya. Right? So it's not really clear. The actual words, even to translate the words, is totally clear. What does it mean, Kiru Kibu? Why is this making the Kibu closer? Stam isn't clear. But what's the teretz? What exactly is the teretz? Why is this different than the other case? Now if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, V'havilei Mechabe Mamish. And it's Mamish Mechabe. Pashas, what that means is, it's mechabe and you're chayiv. Right, you're chayiv for being mechabe. That's a sugya we're not dealing with, about lachshin shekh l'gufa, but be'etzem, this is an act of kibui. Right, like the Mishnah sounded like, this is kibui. The Me'iri's lashon is, he says, ein zed gorem ela mechabe. Unlike the case of the barrel of water, the bowl of water is not considered to be gorem, is called mechaba. So the shaila, of course, is what's the difference? The barrel, so it's true, the barrel is indirect, and it's very indirect, right? It's really like a whole chain of events. The fire has to go to the barrel, has to heat up the barrel, has to explode the barrel, and the water has to go out and extinguish the fire. It's definitely a longer chain of events. However, l'chaira, just like the barrel is indirect, so the chayr is not malacha, so too here, by the water, the bowl of water also, I would say, that's indirect, and therefore it should be mutter. Right? It's a difference in degree, but the chayr, why should that be mechalik? Why should there be a difference here? So that's the question. What is the difference? So Tosfos seems to say, Tosus, and this is really Tosus Shita all over, that Tosus says that no, all gram is pater on Shabbos. Any sort of indirect, to be chayav on Shabbos, you have to do a malacha, you have to actively do the malacha with your hands. So what does the Gemara mean here? It says, no, the Gemara doesn't mean it's mechaba. It's really not mechaba. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that the bowl of water really is exactly the same thing as the barrel of water. The only difference is that since the bowl of water is uncovered, we're afraid that you can actually do kibui. That if we let you go with the bowl of water and put it near the candle, you might come to actually lift up the bowl, and when you see a spark coming out of the candle, and you'll catch the spark with the water. And that'll be real mechaba. But stop just leaving a bowl of water on a table, the kibui happens on its own. That's not called mechaba. That's what Tosus says. It's not really the Parshas HaGemara, or nor the Parshas HaMishnah, because the Parshas HaMishnah is telling you that this is mechaba, and it says since it's mechaba, even before Shabbos you can't do it, gzeira atu, doing it on Shabbos. So really Rashi's lashon is very shtak, he says this is kibui mamish. Right? But Tosus, l'maisa Tosus is cholik here. Oh. So what's going on? L'chor Tosfos is right. L'chor, this is grammar. Why shouldn't this be grammar? So does he say this thick machlokas Rashi Tosfos and the really girlish Tassam? And this is in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. There's a tremendously important Gemara there, and it tells us that there definitely is a grammar that's chayv on Shabbos. It's not true. Shabbos is not the same as Ritzicha and Zikin. By Shabbos, there definitely is a type of grammar that's chayv. The Gemara there is talking about Rama by Nezikin, and the Gemara says that, can't get into the whole case there, but it talks about different cases where if things aren't direct, if you do a certain type of hezek that's done with starfish, the wind, and it tells you that you're potter. And the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it by Shabbos we find that even if you do the malacha completely through the wind, you're still chayiv? How does the Gemara know that? Because one of the Lama test malachas is Zora. Zora, winnowing, is throwing up the mixture of chaff and kernels and throwing it up into the wind. The wind comes and it knocks out the chaff and leaves you with the kernels. And that's one of the Lama test malachas. Even though the malachas is being done by the winds, persons activating the wind by throwing the mixture into the wind, but the wind is doing the real hard part. So that's grama. So why is it chayv? So says the Gemara. Answer, beautiful answer. The Gemara says meleches machshavas asr tayra. Right, this words you probably heard some other points this year. Meleches machshavas asr tayra. Shabbos is different because meleches machshavas asr tayra. Whereas, and therefore, even though it's grama, you're chayv. So that Gemara is saying that there is no p'tur of grama on Shabbos. So what does it mean? What do those words mean? Right? That, you know, Chazal say those words like Melech Shabbos Asur Torah. What does it mean? You know, we're left to Achronos Shesvam to try to really explain what these words mean. But Melech Shabbos Asur Torah. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, and this is the Shitasam. Rashi says, "Melech Shabbos Asur Torah, Niskaima Machshavasa." You are Makayim, you are Machshava. Melech of Shabbos called Melech Machshava, the Melech of the mind. And therefore, as long as mentally what you are trying to do is being accomplished in this way, so Mameila, you're going to be Chayiv. So in a Chinam, you didn't actually pull the chaff out of the kernels, but it was your machshava, and it's a melech of machshavas. This is the melech of machshavas. It doesn't need to be your actual koach. Ritzicha has to be your actual koach. Shchita has to be your actual koach, the actual strength of the person doing it. But by melech, it's not like that. So, right? Now Tosfos is cholik there. I'll just first say, Rashi is l'shitasa, right? Rashi's saying that grama, just because something grama does not mean you're pater. We'll have to see why the case of Chavis is pater, but stam being grama does not make you pater. Tosfos says l'shitasa, Tosfos says all grama is pater. Tosfos says, what does the Gemara mean? He says, no, avada by Shabbos also grama is pater. Melech l'shavis asur Torah just means, it's just the Gemara's way of saying that Zora is different. Winnowing is different because that's the melacha the Torah asserted. What are the Lama Tess Malachos? Is doing the normal Malacha. Malacha that the Torah says, whatever Chazal understood, one of the Malachas is winnowing. Winnowing means throwing things into the wind. And therefore, it's a Malacha, just by definition. Because that is the definition of the Malacha. But if that's not the definition of Malacha, it's a different Malacha. Let's say Kibui, putting out a fire. So there, it's not built into the Malacha that it has to be done all day grama. So Mamela, we're going to assume that kibui means bedafka, pouring water on a fire. Anything less than that's going to be grama. So that's the machlokas. Many Rishonim go with Rashi, very much accepted halacha. The Rambam says an amazing din, a little bit hard to hear, but built out of this lumdus. There's a Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Chaf Beis. The Rambam writes, when he's describing the din of Tzeda, hunting, so he says, if someone hunts with dogs, so that's also chayiv. It's chayiv mishum tzeda, because that's the way of hunting. That's a way of hunting. Meaning, hunting certainly is many ways to hunt. You don't hunt with dogs or something. But hunting with dogs is also a normal way of hunting. And therefore, even though the person is not doing the Iker Malacha, it's not so clear what's being done here. The first thing to say, it must be that the person's like running along and directing the dog and somehow helping him to get to the animal, and then but he says that's going to be chayiv. Right? We don't connect so much to this malacha b'chlal. You know, I once talked to someone who was a birder and would hunt using trained eagles, and I was like talking to him about the malacha, and not for the sugya, just that I was interested, and he considers it, it's like this is hunting, this is a sport of hunting. It's not like you're just sending your animal off. You run with it, you find out where it's going, and then you get there right when your eagle is going down on the creature, and that stops the creature, and you could grab it. Whatever it is, it's a malach of omnas. Malach of omnas. Mishnah Berurah says on that, Mishnah Berurah shins Tes Zayin Sivkatan Yud and Shai Tzion. He says, why is this a malacha? He says, this isn't Bechal Grama, because this is a normal way for, it's an omnistic way for the malacha to be done. And the Chanamin is Grama. You're not doing it, the dogs are doing it. But this is an omnistic action. It's Kaima Machshavaso. Machshav is being done. When the Chorim speak out more here, that it's kind of a machshavasa. Let me first start with Rashi. Rashi, probably heard this Rashi, I think I mentioned it at least once. Rashi in Beit Gimel, on the words Melechus Machsheves, says Melechus Machsheves means Melechus Omnes. Melechus Machsheves means an omnistic way of doing things. A professional, he doesn't necessarily do everything by hand. To be chai for rechitza, for tzicha, to shech, it has to be with your hand. But omnis is the way of the omnis. The way people do the omnis, a smart guy, a professional, knows how to use the natural forces, knows how to use the dogs and the wind and the water to serve his purposes and to bring out this kaima machshavaso. So mela, that's all going to be chayiv. Right, so many different examples of that. Like one example mentioned as a posh example is charisha, chorish. You could plow using your hand plow. Never tried this, but it could do it. But if someone plows using his oxen, his sharm, so it's also chayiv. Why? Because that's a mystical way of doing it. And the chanav is not mamash you doing it, but it's still going to be chayiv. Right, many cases like that that Rav Meisel, the Magen Avraham, talks about using leeches to draw blood. He says that's chayiv. Right? What else? The Mishnah Berurah says, this is a Bir Halach and Reishon Beis. He says that if you put wheat into a mill that's being a water mill, you know, like those wheels in the river that power the mill, if you put wheat in there and it grinds it, you'll be chayiv. Right? Why? Because Melechus Machshavas Asur Taira. Right? By Shechita, there's a Gemara in Chulin Tesvav. A famous Gemara says that if you shecht using a water wheel, and a wheel is just turning and turning from the water, it won't be a good Shechita, because it has to be Koch Adam. Lagabe Shabbos, you're going to be Chayiv. So you saw Mincha Shlomo writes this. This is Minchas Rav Shlomo Zalman, Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamar Aleph. He says, Yisod, that for Grama to be Chayiv, many Gramas are Chayiv on Shabbos. But when's it Chayiv on Shabbos? Whenever that's the normal way for the Malacha to be done. If it's the normal way to be done, even if it's not exclusively the way it's done. Right? By Zora, even Tosfos agrees, because Zora has to be done with wind. But if something's an omnistic way, it's Malacha's omnis, it's Miskayim Machshavaso, and Memela Grama is going to be Chayiv. So that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod. Oh, so our case, right? Our case, so what's Pshat here by our case? So I would say like this, right? But our case is Pashat, that we put the bowl of water under the Nair. So that's a totally normal thing to do. Right? You want to put out fire, you want to be preemptive, right? You don't want to, the normal way, a good fireman isn't just going to wait till the house is totally engulfed by fire to come in and start spraying. Right? The best thing is prevention, right? So you put a bowl of water under a candle, that will put out the tzotzos. That's a great idea. It's a very normal, good thing to do. Even on the weekday, you would do that. So that's Mela Chayiv. Mela, that's Chayiv. The barrel. So the barrel, that's a Shinui. It's Grama. Well, why is it Grama? It's Grama because that's not Melechus Omnis. That's not the way firemen put out fires. Firemen don't put barrels of water into fires. So the Mela, that's going to be Din of Gram Kibui that is Mutter Min HaTaira and even Mutter Mitzrabanon with Makam Hesed. Yeah.
Well, what about if somebody puts water at the bottom of the oil?
Ah, okay. So we could talk about that too. Okay, let's talk about that. Talk about that too. Okay, let me get to that. Okay, just. Okay. The Chazon Ish also writes this in Kuf Nun Vav. He has a nice piece about Grama. He just points out another Gemara. There's really lots of Gemaras that bear this out. Tosu says everything is Pater. I have to tell you, this is a Peladic Tosus on David Zion. I'll just tell you this Tosus. It brings out Tosu Shita. Tosu, David Zion, the Gemara talks about setting up nets to catch animals on Shabbos. And it sounds like the Gemara Pashat. It's a mission of theirs. It's a Sefta. That if you set up nets, that's an Avalach of Seid in your Chayiv. Tosus on Shabbos, Zion on Beis, writes that L'chare, if you set a trap, on Shabbos, it's just Grama. He says, so how is it they find the Mishnah saying it's Chayiv? He says, it's talking about if the animal was coming, right when you set up the net, you see the animal coming, you set up the net, and you mamash catch the animal right as he's coming. Right? He says, he's docha the whole din. He says that setting up traps really is not Chayiv on Shabbos. Right? So if you set up a mouse trap, l'chor, that's Seida on Shabbos. You're not allowed to set your mouse trap. Tosa understood it's only really a mice at Seda if, I don't know what, the mice was already coming and you put the trap right there where the mouse is and you happen. So Tosa is the Shitasa, but the Iker Halacha is not the way that grummas are chayiv. There's another Gemara that the Chazon Ish quotes on Kuf Chaf, also on Kuf Chaf. It talks about if you open your door, if you have a fire in your house, a madura, a big bonfire going, and it's starting to die down, so you open up your door, it's very windy outside, you open up your door, a gust of wind comes in, and that goes into your fire, and it fires up your fireplace again, right? Right? When you blow air, a lot of air, and fire will recombust your fire. So it says, if you do that, you're chayiv. The Gemara says, you're chayiv. So why are you chayiv? Right? That's also the grumbus. He just says because there's nothing unusual in that. That's yeah. You want wind? How do you get wind? You use natural wind. Oh, okay. So a lot comes out of this. Right? One thing that comes out of this, Shvus Yitzchak and Archos Shabbos, you could see that B'Shem Roshom Zalman or Rav Yosha, that there's no heter. You know, there's something like, always talked about different, I heard it talked about different times in my life, you know, the Grama switches. Something like different switches, things that are set up to be a type of Grama, electrical Grama, right? The sort of switch that you could do this, and people trying to, you know, market products that will be matter different things on Shabbos based on Grama. So they write, it'll never work. What's the idea? The Grama switches that were designed, the idea being is that electricity is always flowing, and you turn the switch, you're not turning on the power, but rather the power is always on, but there's at the same time, there's also another force that's always on that's breaking the circuit. When you turn the switch, you're breaking the circuit breaker and restoring the matzav the way it's the status quo is, the way it's set up, is that the circuit's running. It's something like that. You know, built on the idea of two negatives make a positive. You know, something like that. They say it's never going to make a heter. Because once it's designed that way, that's the design, and you're turning the switch the same way you turn any other switch. So, that's not going to be b'chal grama. Grama involves something being done in a way that's it's not the omnistic way of doing it, and therefore you can't co-opt into your maisa the whatever it is, the wind or the electricity or whatever the force is. So this is just things in Shabbos. I'll just say maybe the most common case of Raman Shabbos talked about. If you turn on your hot water, what's the din? Turn on the hot water on Shabbos. Right? So some have assumed maybe you could call that grama. So Pashas is... Rav Avadya has some ideas there. Pashas is, as far as I saw, Pashas is, that's not grama, that's Malacha Dereisa. Why? Because you open up the faucet. When you open up the faucet, the water from the city pipe goes into your boiler. Right, the pressure is coming from the city water, goes into the hot water, and you're cooking the hot water. There's nothing being done strange. That's the standard way you heat up water, is you turn open the faucet. It's very standard. And you want the hot water, you want the cold water to go into the hot water, so you'll have hot water. So the Mela, definitely good reason, good sad to say this to Raisa. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Ooh, next man. Okay. Okay. I'll just say, there's room to say, there's some room to say not that way. I'll tell you basically what it is that it's a little bit different because you're not actively thinking when you turn on the water that I'm bringing cold water into the hot water. You're not thinking that. It is a psik resha d'nichale. You want it to happen, but you're not actively thinking that. Okay, but the sad side is the raisa. Why? Because perhaps psik resha d'nichale is if you're thinking of it. And the normal way of getting out the water is by turning on the faucet. So therefore, there's definitely what could be said of that perhaps that's actually chai. Let me just say one case that's mutter. One case that's spoken out that's mutter, we definitely hope it's mutter, is if you open your front door on Shabbos. In the middle of the winter, you open your front door. So what's happening? You open your front door, in comes the cold air, trips the thermostat, and on goes the furnace, and starts heating your house. So what's that? Is that a problem on Shabbos? Maybe that should be us on Shabbos. So it's assumed not. The reason assumed not, because there, it's not the same thing, because if you want to turn on your furnace, the normal way to do it is not by opening up the door. The emphasis is, if you open your door, you want to get into your house, you don't want the cold air to go into your house. And you don't want that you don't want it to come in at all. Once it comes in, you might want the heater to go on, but you don't actually want it to go to, you're not thinking that the cold air should come in. And the normal way to open a heater is not by opening the front door. So the Mela, you could call that grama. Addition to being grama, you're not mechavin for a bechlal because you don't want it. You don't want the cold air to come in. And the mela, that's thought to make a heter. That grama, this is a little bit complicated. The heter, the fact that this is seen as a grama, meaning the water, turning on hot water, it's a normal way to get hot water, and it's nicha for you. You want the cold water to go into the hot water. Over here, it's seen as a different case because over here, you don't want the cold air to come into the house at all. You're not looking to heat cold air, per se. And that's not the normal way to try to turn on a heater. So mamela, this is going to be a mutter grum. Right, do you hear the difference? I don't know if it's you know, really to be chayiv, Okay, that's the idea. That Rama has to be is that things are being done not in the normal way. It has to be something that's not the omnistic way for this to be done. Fine. I'll just end with one little point here. And maybe it's an introduction for next man when we talk about Bishop. The last words of this paragraph, Neshem Akarev Kibuyo, because this is called Kiruv Kibuy. Kiruv Kibuy. It's interesting Lashon, like what's that Lashon even? Kiruv Kibuy. So it's not really, like the Gemara's using a phrase. You thought we should know what the phrase means, right? I wouldn't call it Kira. I would say it's not Grama. It's Darko maybe, but what's this Lashon? It's your Makarev Kibuy. What's that Lashon? So B'ez Hashem, we'll see you next man. In Rishonim, there's an idea by really all Malacha Shabbos that when you're Makarev a Malacha, you're Chayev. Like Kirev Bishulo, the Makarev Bishul. Now, let's say you have a pot on the fire, and the pot will cook in an hour. But if you cover the pot, it'll get hotter and it'll cook in a half hour. So Rishonim say that's Chayev. That's called being Makarev the Malacha. You're making it that the whatever's going to happen, happens quicker. That's considered to be a malacha. It's a little bit of a chiddush that should be true, but that's what's in Sum. The emesis is by Shavs, the lashon of being makarev, malacha, is only used here. We have this lashon of it's makarev kibuyo. That's a malacha. So what's it talking about? What's this idea of being makarev kibuy being chayv? So the emes is in our sugya. Maybe you've been in Bamem Adlikin because of Chanukah, so maybe if you finished the parak you saw there. There's a sugya there. It's also mentioned Beitza, maybe a better place you saw on Beitza Chav Beis. Is that if there's a fire burning, yeah, we really saw it a little bit over our parak even, that there's a fire burning and Ner is burning, and if you take a little bit of the oil out of the candle, so you're Chayev. You're Chayev Shem Achaveh. Right, and Pashas is even if there's no change to the flame. Even if there's still oil in the flame's still going nicely. But you just take a tiny bit of oil, some oil out of the candle, out of this bowl that's holding the candle, that's holding the wick. So that's going to be chayv and Shabbos from Mechava. So the Shaila is why on earth is that Mechava? Right? Tosus is very bothered by this. That's Grama. That's not Mechava. Tosus says, no, we have to say we're talking about a case where by taking out the oil, you're dimming the candle a little bit. You're dimming the fire. But it's pointed out, the Rush points it out, it's kamat the fairish, not that way. The Gemara talks about, right, you did the mem adlikin. You take out a little bit of the oil from the shoferes habetza that's dripping oil into the candle. That also is asr. Right? I'm saying quickly, somebody says every weekend by mem adlikin. Unless you're Hasidic and Seika Gafna, then you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, but maybe you said the Mem Adlikin, and you know, you can't take any oil out, even though Pashas is not like Tosus, you're not dimming any fire here. The fire's going the same way as it was before. So why on earth are you Chayev for extinguishing? You're not extinguishing anything. So says the Rush, because you're Makarev Kibuyo. It's going to go out quicker. You're causing it to go out quicker. Oh. So that's the Rush. And that Bechayr is the Lashon here, Bekar Kibuyo, that anything that's being done is a normal way of causing something to happen, even though there's a delay in time. There's this time delay between your action and when the Malacha happens, it doesn't matter. And maybe that's also because of Lechaz Machshavas Asra Taira. It's the effect that happens, and this is causing an effect that the candle's going out earlier. Just to say one point here, because it's a palatical point, we'll end with this. Zapella, because in Gram Kibui, the Gemara says Beferish. If you look at the Gemara in Kuf Chaf, the Gemara says that if you have a talus that's on fire, so you say, it says you're allowed to pour water on the side of the talus that's not burning. Why? Because that's taka matzah. Because you're not actually even extinguishing the fire. The fire will burn up the right half of the talus, but it gets to the left half of the talus, it's wet, it's not going to burn. And therefore, that's not considered to be kibbutz. But the same way if the house is on fire, I'm allowed to run into the house and take out svarim. Why am I allowed to take them out? it's kibui. Had I left the books in the house, they would have burnt. And now I'm pulling them out, and now it's not going to burn. I'm putting out the fire. So how is that different than taking out the oil from the candle, from the ner, which also, it'll just make the fire go out earlier because there's no more oil to burn. Yeah? So what's the chilek? Yeah? Anyone has a chilek? I thought it was a long time until I had a chilek. So I'll tell you what my chilek is.
Yeah. Do you view it as being like it's one unit?
Okay,
case of the oil,
it's good, but I don't understand that. I just don't understand that. I thought about that for a very long time and I didn't understand it.
In terms of is it one unit?
Why is the talus not a unit and the ner is a unit?
Because like, it's normal to have kibbutz, like the setup of oil apparently in ners. It's not normal for my talus to be on fire.
I hear. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I don't hear it enough. I thought about it a long time. I just didn't hear it enough. So I'm just gonna say something else. Okay, it might be good, but by the candle, the fire's on the wick. If you take out oil, instead of that wick being extinguished at 9 o'clock. 9 p.m., it'll be extinguished at 8 p.m. The wick is being extinguished earlier because of my taking out oil. This wick, which is on fire, will be extinguished. The fire goes out earlier. That's already considered a malacha. By the talus, the right side of the talus is on fire. If I would chop off the left side of the talus, or I would put water on the left side of the talus, the left side's not going to burn. But the right side's going to keep burning until it's finished burning. Nothing's going to... The right side, that cloth is going to burn until it's finished. The other side won't burn at all. By the wick is burning. By taking out the oil, the wick will go out. So the mela, that's considered kiruv kibui. And it's not grama, because that's a way of putting out... That's a normal... way that sometimes you don't want to put things out right away, you want a time delay, and memela, that'll be a chiv. That'll be a chiv, and that's also just in Rav Moshe's tshuva. Rav Moshe just says about timers, Shabbos clocks, he says, he writes this is in Yordea Gimel Mem Zayin, he says that if you set your Shabbos clock on Shabbos, you move one of the pegs and make it that your lights, instead of going on at 9 o'clock, will go on at 8 o'clock, he says that's malacha d'raisa. That's not grama, that's complete malacha d'raisa, because you're just being makarev the malacha. Yep, Tzvi? We're good? Okay, alright. Yashgayach, thank you so much. This mine isn't over, just the last year, because I think Wednesday, I don't know if there's a shiva or not.